From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 23rd, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Jail has been temporarily closed due to structural concerns, according to the Greene County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Greg Seeley said he and three unidentified county legislators made the decision after consulting with a structural engineering firm. No further details were available about that process, and Seeley did not name the lawmakers involved. Repeated calls and attempts by Purcell to contact legislators went unanswered, and the Greene County Administrator's Office directed all press inquiries to the Sheriff's Office. The decision was made as a precaution to keep staff and inmates safe, according to Seeley's statement. On April 20th, the sheriff said, and I quote, "Basically, the infrastructure of the building is falling down around us," end quote. Those incarcerated at the facility were scheduled for transfer to nearby counties later that same day, Seeley said. 30 people will go to Columbia and 20 individuals will be sent to Ulster. Specific areas of the jail will remain open for booking purposes, Seeley said. The Sheriff's Road Patrol will continue operations out of the building, and all 36 corrections officers will remain on the job during the closure. Seeley said, and I quote, "I will not lay off any COs. I will find something for them to do," end quote. The county jail, located on Bridge Street in Catskill, was designated one of the worst in the state in a report released February 14th. Seeley said, and I quote, "I would like to see this place made into a parking lot and for a new correctional facility to be built in Coxsackie. I hope the legislators will get together to get things moving. This should have been done 25 years ago," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Sean Rossman is reporting for USA Today. The federal E. coli warning has been expanded to all types of romaine lettuce harvested in the Yuma, Arizona region as a nationwide outbreak affecting dozens of people is investigated. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said people in Alaska reported getting sick after eating whole heads of romaine lettuce from Yuma. Previously, the warning only referred to chopped romaine. It's now expanded to all types, including hearts of romaine, salads, and salad mixes. The CDC advised that all romaine lettuce originating from the Yuma region should be tossed. All romaine from Yuma should be tossed, even if it has already been eaten and no one has gotten sick. On April 20th, the CDC said, and I quote, "Produce labels often do not identify growing regions, so throw out any romaine lettuce if you're uncertain about where it was grown," end quote. And you can read that full story in USA Today. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Students at the Darrow School in New Lebanon, April the 20th, took the occasion of the 19th anniversary of the mass shooting at Columbine High School in Colorado to hold symposiums on gun violence. The day-long symposium was organized by Spanish teacher Joshua Brown and Darrow students. Brown said, and I quote, "The school has a symposium every year on a subject, but I saw the work students were doing around the country on the gun violence issue. So I thought it would be a good idea to allow students to use their voices to discuss the issue," end quote. Topics the students chose for discussion included institutional violence, the National Rifle Association, the correlation between mental illness and gun violence, and gang violence. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Dana Rubenstein is reporting for Politico New York. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio announced on April the 20th that for the first time since the appearance of the automobile, private vehicles will be banned from Central Park. De Blasio said, and I quote, "The idea of thinking about every aspect of our lives and finding ways to make that change, that's what it's all about. And this is such a powerful notion to take this absolutely crucial piece of our city and liberate it from the automobile," end quote. Beginning June 27th, all of Central Park, but for the crosstown traverses, will be closed to traffic. Officials said they expected the streets surrounding the park to have no problem accommodating extra traffic. In January, cars were banned from Prospect Park in Brooklyn. And you can read that full story at Politico New York. And finally, David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Democrat Gareth Rhodes is taking steps to offset his campaign's carbon footprint. The RV driving 19th Congressional District primary candidate announced he will spend $4,000, approximately what the campaign has invested in fuel, to purchase carbon offsets through the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative. Rhodes' budget for the next RGGI auction on June 13 should allow him to purchase the equivalent carbon pollution of 96 cars driving for an entire year, according to his campaign. Rhodes said, and I quote, "By taking this action, we will more than offset our campaign's carbon emissions, stop the fossil fuel industry from polluting by another 450 metric tons, and help invest resources back into our communities to get more solar panels on roofs," end quote. He has traveled to more than 100 of the 163 towns in the district in a 1999 Ford Winnebago. The campaign believes Rhodes is the first major party congressional candidate in New York to take steps to offset his carbon footprint. And you can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 66 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 37. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of rain after 4 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 63 degrees. Tuesday night, rain is likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 46. And on Wednesday, periods of rain, a temperature high of 55 degrees. Wednesday night, showers are likely. It will be cloudy with a low around 47. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:46 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 39 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 23rd day of April, 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.